The U's Vice President for Health Affairs, Vivian Lee, says Utah's academics can contribute in many ways to the study of air pollution.
Our new proposed Center for Air Quality, Health, and Society is really intended to bring together a lot of the brain power that we have here at the University of Utah and across the state in order to really try to put some science behind our understanding of what is contributing to the poor air quality and potential solutions.
The center's first retreat brought together atmospheric scientists, chemical engineers, economists, and health experts. Robert Payne works in pulmonary and critical care medicine. He says the new center provides an opportunity to work with those from other disciplines to tackle a complex problem.
We'll be much stronger as a group collaborating, and I hope come up with more imaginative ways to really change our air quality and improve the circumstance for all of us here.
Organizers say that over the next 3 years, the Center for Air Quality, Health, and Society aims to become a recognized, credible source for universities, business and industry, public health, and policy. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.